When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day. 164 hours a week. 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
He's not been as really much usual as he normally is.
Authentic noise from the fans.
We moved into a new stadium last year, but I don't like it. I want a bigger one.
Top bands.
Put a plaster on it and shut your stupid face.
Yeah. Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with me, Anthony Richardson, and former professional footballer turned current pundit, Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
We do have to begin with an apology. On yesterday's show, we invited you all to text us with your favourite fruit and vegetables to have a kickabout with, but Ian accidentally gave out the number for the British Transport Police. It seems they received a fair few texts, which explains how we received relatively few. They told us the deluge of listener messages has caused disruption to us protecting those on the transport networks, and we would appreciate they desist from this activity forthwith. Slap on the wrists for you there, Ian.
Oh, it's a fair cop, Governor.
Well, you shouldn't really joke about it, Ian. No. They do some very important work. The British Transport Police go on to say, we should also point out we do love hoofing a cauliflower about the staff canteen. And yesterday, PC Carraway managed to head a lettuce into the flip-top bin first go.
Well, that's some very important work right there.
That is class. That is top draw. Class, that is class. That is top draw. It really is. But please, for all future texts into us, do not contact the British Transport Police. Use our number, which is 75358.
And not 75538.
Which is the British Transport Police. So to reiterate, 75358, not 75538. 75358 for us. Is that right, Ian?
Yeah, yeah, I think.
Absolutely. So don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it again. Anyway, have we got an action-packed show for you today? We are concentrating mainly on what sports people do once their playing days are over. And we have some fantastic guests coming in and talking all about doing those things that they're doing. Don't have the list of guests in front of me just now.
I hope it's Sally Gunnell.
It's not Sally Gunnell.
Good, she's awful.
But we've got some top people coming in to tell us what they're doing now. Ian, how did you while away the hours once your football career ended?
Well, I went through a bitter, angry divorce, which ate up nearly 5 years.
Yeah.
So it was actually a long while before I even noticed how empty and meaningless my life was once my sports career ended.
Lovely stuff. Also in today's show, we look in on the rugby team who are doing an endurance event for charity and see how they're getting on. Apparently, Ian, they are travelling from their ground in London all the way up to John O'Groats, but get this, they're doing it face down and propelling themselves along the ground using just their lips.
That's class, that is.
That is class. That is class.
It's a little bit stupid as well, but it's class.
But it's class, it's class. And that's the main thing, it's class, it's class. And I think you've got to be a bit stupid to even play rugby, haven't you? So I'm not surprised this is what they've decided to do.
Yeah, no, I'd go along with that. Someone I knew at school who was into rugby, he used to eat pencils.
Yeah.
And once, when the biology teacher wasn't looking, He just ran headfirst into the blackboard for no discernible reason.
Was he all right?
Yeah. He was fine. They gave him a plate of pencils, and once he'd eaten those, he was sitting up happy as Larry. He had a chalk imprint of the female menstrual cycle on his forehead for a couple of days as well, but I think he actually quite liked that.
Okay, I've got a tracker here that shows me how the rugby team are getting on. You can download that app at Rugby Lips. They started 2 days ago, and I can give you a live update as to where they've got to in... It's just refreshing. Hang on, zoom in on that. They are nearly at their own 22-metre line.
Ooh,
so that's pretty good, Ian.
Well, little way to go.
Yeah, little way to go. It's not how long it takes, though, Ian. It's not how long it takes. It's how much they raise.
Absolutely.
And right now, they are back on the app Rugby Lips, and you can donate on that app as well. £28. £28, and that is just not enough.
That's right.
So please pledge some money, or else their trip, which could take years at this rate, their trip dragging themselves along the country with their lips, is going to be in vain.
I could do a shout-out, if that would help.
Yeah, you do a shout-out. Absolutely, you go for it.
Come on, this is Ian Five Ankles. I'm telling you, get your money out for those guys' lips.
And Ian, just remind everyone of the app.
Rugby Lips.
Thanks, Ian. That's bound to do the trick. We'll shortly be talking to a former sports person who has retrained as a tarot card reader. But first, Ian, did you see West Ham's game last night?
West Ham. I did.
They're a proper team, Ian. West Ham.
I saw it. They went into that as underdogs, but they kept knocking at the door and they pulled off one hell of an upset.
What, always admired that phrase, Ian, knocking on the door, similar to when the commentator says they're asking questions here. Questions in the right areas, Ian.
Yeah, it's the knocking plus questions approach that West Ham have made their own. Knock, knock.
Oh. Knock, knock. Oh, that's clever. That's knocking and questions,
Ian. Knock,
knock. Who's there?
West Ham.
West Ham who?
Goals.
Right. Must confess, I was expecting a punchline there.
No, I got carried away with the knocking before really thinking it through. Sorry.
Not to worry, though, Ian. I still enjoyed it. And I tell you what, listeners, call us up with your best footballing knock-knock jokes. Can you come up with anything better than Ian's there? Text us on 75358.
See it, say it, sorted.
Yeah, this should be obvious, but please don't call the British Transport Police. Call us, 75358. There's a 75538. Meanwhile, here's a word from our brand new sponsor.
Are you over 70?
Yes.
Do you struggle with your computer?
Yes. How do I get the WhatsApp to move over there to that thing?
I think I've deleted the internet.
How do I get a caps lock on a keyboard?
You need Outmodem Help Desk.
I've saved it, but it's not letting me know where I've saved it.
Where's my profile picture, the cat's litter tray?
Outmodem Help Desk is specially tailored to the needs of the older generation. We talk you through the solutions in ways you understand.
Sir, the Wi-Fi lets pictures and letters from your grandson come onto your screen, okay? Wi-Fi is good. Wi-Fi's your friend.
Outmodem is proud to sponsor the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn. We're always happy to hear stories about the war.
Hello, it's your grandma. I can't find the space bar.
That sounds good. I think I could use that.
Yes, Ian.
I would love to know, for example, how you delete your internet browsing history so, you know, people don't know what you've been looking at.
We have our first footballing knock-knock joke coming in. On the line is Norris from South Shields. You're live on air, Norris.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Newcastle United FC.
Newcastle United FC who?
Tsunami!
That's good. That's very good. Right. Is that good?
It's quite good, but I think there's better out there, Ian, I'm sure. Call us. Now, joining us in the studio is former Winter Olympic curling champion, Sue Gravitas. Hello, Sue.
All right.
You are you not, a tarot reader now? These days, seeing people's
Amazing.
Futures in the cards for money.
Yeah.
Right, that's what you do. So, curling to tarot. What? Did curling lead you into this, is my question. Is reading the cards of the occult a natural progression from chucking stuff across the ice and sweeping up as you go?
Not really.
Right, well, how did you choose this then, Sue?
Well, I can do my own hours and earn a shit ton.
Okay, do you miss the curling, though? Do you miss the curling, Sue? Do you miss the curling?
A bit, yeah. But when I do, I open the front door and chuck a kettle up the road, get my son to sweep up around it. I'm trying to curl it round the neighbour's Fiat Punto. He's told me I'm not to do it anymore.
Right. Do you know any knock-knock jokes, Sue?
Now, Sue is going to do an online tarot reading for us two today, aren't you, Sue?
Yeah.
What do you need from us, Sue?
It's all in the cards.
Right.
I don't need anything from you.
Okay.
I've forgotten my cards. I do need those. Do you have any cards?
Well, I don't carry tarot cards around, Sue. I mean, who does, apart from you? And even you don't.
Hold up, I've got a set of top trumps in my bag, if that's any good.
Yes, Ian, that is great. Right, please tell me they're sporting top trumps. That would be so on brand for Sports Horn. Bagsy being Ronaldo, if that's a thing in
the Ian Five Angles
no,
show
sorry,
on Sports Horn.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're not sports ones. I've got you can choose from Monster Truck 7, Muppets, or Plop Trumps.
Yeah, I'll take Plop Trumps.
She's taking Plop Trumps. Sue is taking Plop Trumps. Ian is handing her over the pack.
All right, Ian first. Guinea pig poo.
Ooh.
I'm thinking this represents the hanged man in tarot.
Ooh, is that good?
It means death.
Mm. Oh, crumbs. Oh, blimey.
The next card is Python poo.
Python
poo. That could be my ex-wife. I think that's my ex-wife. She did plops that look a bit like that. Denise, if that's you, I'm happy to try the more experimental stuff in the bedroom. I know it's been 5 years. I'll give it a bash.
It means death.
Right.
What's my poo, Sue?
Okay, Anthony. Yak poo.
Ooh.
This means death.
Ah, that's a surprise.
You're leaving here in a box. The cards don't lie.
Even when they're plop trumps.
Especially when they're plop trumps.
Ooh. Would it be fair to say that you're not as happy-go-lucky as you were when you were an Olympic athlete, Sue?
Yeah.
Hmm. Right, lovely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for the travel news with Taj. Back soon with another former sports person who, this time, has discovered something he loves doing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Sports Horn.
cheer up, Sue. Would it have been better if we'd gone with Muppets instead of Ploptrons?
Oh, I can do a Muppet reading for you if you like now. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we've got loads of prep for the second half of the show and only 30 seconds in which to do it. But yeah, go on then, yeah. Ian, get your Muppets out. Get your Muppets out.
There you go. There's my Muppets. Work your magic, Sue.
Conrad the Frog. Conrad.
Who's Conrad?
Miss Ziggy. Fuggy Bear.
Where did you get these, Ian?
Well, Steve Bowl got them off his mate who runs a market stall in Deptford.
Right, these are just as poo as the poo cards, Sue. Right, okay. Let's leave that. I bet you'd do a right good proper tarot reading with proper tarot cards, wouldn't you, Sue?
Probably.
Steve's mate, the same mate. He can also get any of the Space Wars films, even ones that haven't come out yet. And all the games. You want Big Theft Auto, Chronic the Hedgehog, Ball of Duty, easy man.
Are you getting anything from Conrad, Ziggy or Fuggy Bear, Sue?
Yeah.
Is it Death?
Yeah.
Thought it might be. Okay, thanks, Sue. Good luck with everything.
Bye, Pooh. What a lovely lady.
And we're back in 3, 2, 1. Thanks for that, Targe. That is some great traffic news right there. Oh, Sandra's telling me in my ear that there's been a mass pile-up and it's carnage out there. Apologies, I was looking at Muppets while you were reading the traffic stuff out, but my point was, Targe, it was still very well read out, and you should be really proud of yourself for that. I know we are. In a minute, we'll be talking to another former sports person who, following retirement from their sports, has gone into photography. But first, just a bit more on that unexpected West Ham winner yesterday. They're in the pot for the next round, Ian. What will they be hoping for now?
They'll be hoping for a really easy draw.
What, is there such a thing in this competition, especially the latter stages,
absolutely
Ian? The latter
not.
Stages of the draw?
No, absolutely not. Everyone's up for this. Mm. Everyone wants to progress. There are no easy draws.
So they're hoping for something that doesn't exist, Ian?
They are, yes.
Like electric butter or a squid doing a tap dance?
Yeah,
an inflatable piano, a cup of tea that when you tip it upside down, it just laughs?
Yeah. Although I should say that if they do get a tie that doesn't exist, it's still no guarantee that they're going through.
Well, you've got to explain that, Ian. I mean, it stands to reason.
I will, Ian. I will explain it, and it's from my own playing days.
Yeah.
So there was a computer malfunction with the machine that generates the draw, and we were handed a tie against Dennis Beacon, which wasn't a team.
Right. Who was Dennis Beacon?
I don't actually know. I think he was the computer boffin who designed the software. But my point is, we had to contest a non-existent second-round tie, but, and here's the thing, because half our team thought they didn't have to turn up, we forfeited the match, and Dennis Beacon went through by default.
Right, and how did he get on in the third round, Ian?
Well, there was a public appeal to see if he was up for having a bash against Dagenham and Redbridge, but he didn't come forward, and Dagenham had learned from our mistake, so they took the game very seriously, thumping the non-existent team 117-1, which I believe is still a record.
So how did Dennis Beacon manage to score a goal if he wasn't there or didn't exist, Ian?
No idea.
Right. That's very weird. So the moral of this is possibly don't wish for something that doesn't exist because it might come back and bite you on the bum.
Yep, absolutely. Things that don't exist could well come back to haunt you.
A haunted bum. Now, that's a thought. Right, call us on 75358 with things that don't exist. We really want to hear from you.
And we want your footballing knock-knock jokes. I'm still chuckling at how clever the Toonami one was.
Yes, indeed. Now, coming up later today, Sports On will be broadcasting a documentary about a revolution happening in the field of dressage.
If you thought dressage was all posh horsey people getting the animals to go horsey dancing to highfalutin music, then bro, you're only partially correct. But check this. Tanya Fetlock is busting things up right now. She grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. She got a love of horses and a burning desire to combine that love with an appreciation of rap, grime, drill and dubstep. This is funky, hip-hop, rough and nasty horsey dancing. Horses body popping. Chucking shapes. Getting well rude. Drum and bass and booze, yeah?
Boom! I want some of that right in my ears,
yes,
Ian.
Yes, it's about time someone shook up the world of dressage. It's been stale for a long time. If it gets one person out of a rough estate and stops them getting killed by drugs or gangs or both, then I'm all for it. Plus, I do like a bit of the Rapula music.
Well, that makes you sound like a bit of a sad sack, actually, if I'm honest, Ian. And talking of sad sacks, with me now is Gary Cravings, who retired from professional badminton last year and has struggled to fill his time. Until now. Welcome, Gary Cravings. What you been up to since sport up and left you like Ian's kinky missus?
Well, it was hard leaving the world of badminton. Obviously, I'd had 30 glorious years.
Steady on, mate. It's badminton. I mean, it's just swatting a bunch of feathers about a gym hall. I mean, two Olympics, last 16 both, even worse than the Commonwealth Games. But
I felt useless, Anthony. Mm. I felt discarded. But I still believed that I still had something to give.
Mm.
So I started volunteering at an old-age pensioner day centre.
Right.
And I realised that I loved being around old people.
Okay. Well, older people, surely. I mean, you're no spring chicken yourself, are you? But you carry on, I'll stop interrupting.
They have such poise.
Mm.
Such dignity.
Yeah.
And I wanted to capture all of that in photographs.
Oh, you take photos of old people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But extremely artistic photographs.
Okay.
Where is this going, Gary?
I wanted to capture their grace, their beauty, their remaining vitality.
Mm.
And some of my more artistic photographs came to the attention of the FA, and I got commissioned to photograph a calendar of former professional footballers in their old age.
And here is the product, dare I say product. It's a calendar which Gary has brought in, published by himself, self-published it looks like. It has a different photo of an old retired footballer on each month. Let's have a look, pass it over if you wouldn't mind. Okay, so here it is. Front's nice, picture of a waterfall. But inside is where it hots up, and that's January.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And my word.
Now you can see what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
talk us through.
Well, you know, it's kind of apparent. I mean, it took a while for me to acquire a certain sensitivity to the subject matter, but I think this calendar collects my finest work, I think. January, as you can see, is Gordon Bolland from Millwall.
It is indeed Gordon Bolland from Millwall. It's got his biography at the bottom. He's 78 years old. It's got his career statistics, but that's not the most important thing. The most important thing there, from my point of view, is he's standing looking right at us and he has no pants on.
Majestic.
He's a big old boy, isn't he?
Yeah. He was a big lad, you know, and it just reminds you of, you know, the 70s were a time to play football. It was no nonsense, wasn't it, Gary?
And they didn't believe in male grooming, men's health, men's hygiene, men's matters.
It's arresting image for sure.
I think you should probably be arrested, mate. I mean, this isn't for charity. I might just state that right now. This is not a charity thing.
It's a personal project.
Mm-hmm.
If it were for charity, if you were doing it for, say, age concern, they would probably have a couple of concerns of their own about the pose. And
well, there were those old ladies that did it.
Yeah, calendar girls.
Calendar girls made the film out of it, but they were obscuring certain bits of the anatomy, whereas you've made a feature front and centre of that.
Okay, this is Mick Milds of Ipswich. It's just the groin, full frontal close up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just got in the top left-hand corner a picture of his, like, press photo from, you know, the start of the season for Ipswich in 1976.
Yeah, I call it the changing of the seasons.
Yeah, that is... Ian, help me with some perspective here. You're old. You did play in a slightly different era, but would you be happy bending over and showing everyone what you've had for dinner from the pages of a calendar?
Well, I'm not sure it would be right for me, no. Yeah. It might hamper my TV work, but I've got to say, it is very impressive that someone this old could fold himself into such a position and sustain it whilst you capture that as a photographic likeness. I mean, how has he managed to even get his leg all the way up there? Mm. It's very impressive.
I think you'd be good as a model, Ian.
Oh, Oh, right. Okay. Well, I'm flattered.
Well, come on, Ian.
No,
let's show
no,
you,
no,
see
no.
your moves.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Show us your moves. Let Gary work his... I'm loath to say magic.
Brought my lenses. Just pop your clothes over there.
Get your clothes over
Let's
there,
get going. Ian. Over there in that box, I've got like a harness that one of my subjects used to use to get in and out of the bath. I'd love to see you in it.
There it is, and there's the harness. Now, that is not a bathing aid, is it? That's because my grandmother's in a home. She uses a bathing aid, and it is not like that.
A studded leather bathing aid.
Okay. Well, Sandra, question for you editorially. Are we happy to carry along these lines? Because we were Gary and just put the website of the calendar up, but we can carry on. We will.
All right.
Carry on.
Okay.
She is nodding. Things are hotting up here. Ian is disrobing. Ian is disrobing, not for the first time. Gary is assessing the lighting in his studio.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to swing you up to the ceiling, Ian, and I'm going to take some shots looking up at you.
Like a worm.
Like a worm on
the football pitch.
Exactly. You should pretend I'm not here, though, okay? I'm just a fly on the wall, a worm in the ground.
Right.
Okay. Okay, Ian is fully nude, and he is trussed up above us like a Christmas turkey, swinging precariously from the ceiling. We have checked with the producer, and it is structurally... okay, isn't it, Gary? And you would know if it wasn't. You'd be able to tell from the steels.
I've got public liability insurance. Do not worry about that. I am getting some fantastic shots up here. Keep going.
Ian, how is it for you?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's for me.
Okay, right.
Majestic.
I am telling you, everyone, from where I'm sitting directly underneath Ian Five Ankles in his bondage gear, if he opens his mouth, I will be able to see right through him and onto the ceiling. I hope you've all had your breakfast, because this is not nice. How is it going, Ian? How are you feeling?
All I'm thinking is I wish Denise could see me now. She would love this.
Right. Well, as you're doing that, you're clicking away. Got anything good yet, or is it still a few shots to take there, Gary?
Well, he is starting to perspire, so I'm enjoying the glistening. The camera loves a good glisten.
Right, okay, well, we can get some oil in. Got some rapeseed oil in the kitchen we can bring in.
In the meantime,
let's take another call. We've got someone on the line now with things that don't exist. Have to say, hard to concentrate with Ian's exposed nethers hovering just above my head, but we are professional and we will carry on. Hello, who are you and what doesn't exist?
I'm Ken, and what doesn't exist is a great big cake.
Thank you, Ken, but I beg to differ. Great big cakes, surely they do exist.
I've never seen one. Bye.
Well, thanks for calling. Next, Brian in Kidbrook. Let's get this done. Hello, and what doesn't exist?
A dog with the head of a robot, but not a robot dog head. Like, a really different sort of robot.
Okay, suddenly questioning why we're doing this. Ian has gone a bit blue. Gary, is there anything we can sort of loosen in the harnessing, or will that be more painful for him than keeping him so restrictive there? It feels like he's very tied up.
The movement will leave marks, Anthony. We can't have that on the calendar.
Right. Okay, well, let's take another... Who are you and what doesn't exist?
Knock, knock.
Oh, we're back to knock-knock jokes. Okay, who's there?
Football.
Football who? Right, let's stop doing that. Gary, I really think Ian's had enough up there.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on.
Are you going to get him down?
No.
Right, okay, he has gone. He has gone. He's left the calendar. I'm just looking at April. Alan Simonson, he played for Borussia Mönchengladbach. He's winking at me, but not with his eyes. I've got a choice between that and looking up Ian as well. This is horrific. Ian, are you all right up there?
Not really.
Alan Simonson played for Borussia Mönchengladbach. He won the UEFA Cup twice, 1975. I don't know why I'm looking at the description there. Let's move on. Up next, we have two very special guests who have retrained as magicians following on from successful careers in top flight football. But first, here is the betting news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Bets.
Dame Helen Mirren, 5-1 on favourite to win this year's Celebrity Dance Tournament. Lewis Hamilton to shut his eyes for a whole lap of the Hungarian Grand Prix. That's 50-1. And World Cup winning rugby coach Sir Clive Woodward to become a perfect cuboid. That's 7-3. That's your betting news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
Now, say hello to our next guests. We've all been excited for this all morning. Former footballers turned current magicians, no less, David Bardsley and Kevin Gallen. Welcome, gentlemen.
Big fan of you. Both of you, actually. I said big fan of both of you.
Yeah, raise your voice, actually.
Sorry,
he's
I'm up
there.
Here. I'm on the
Ian's
ceiling.
Up there.
I played with you, David, at QPR. No, he doesn't remember.
Do you remember playing with Ian Five Ankles at QPR, David? Okay, you're not answering. Okay. Moving on. Loving the sparkly leotards you're both wearing there. Sandra telling me you're more escapology artists rather than magicians, and you're going to be treating us to your Las Vegas audition piece, QPR Lights. Okay. And you're not going to speak. We agreed with that beforehand. You're not speaking because you're in the zone and, yep, fair enough. Okay. It ruins the effect to have them speaking, which is no problem at all. I can commentate. Take it away, David Bardsley and Kevin Gallen. And the music has begun. Wow. Right. The lads are prancing. Very impressively. Impressive prancing going on. I'll try to describe what I can see. Oh, hello. Kevin Gallen has kicked a sparkly leg warmer up in the air, and David Bardsley has caught it. And he's currently... lads, forgive me if I'm misinterpreting what I'm seeing, but he appears to be sniffing the leg, sniffing it all along its full length.
I'd love to see some leg sniffing. I can't, from up here, I can't really see what's
lads,
going on.
Just can you just tilt yourselves 90 degrees so that Ian can see the leg sniff? Can you see it now, Ian?
I can see enough to know that it's something I would really enjoy.
Okay, that is amazing. This is quality. Okay, right, that's that done. What are they doing now? They've got a box. So they've got a Perspex box about 4 foot by 4 foot. It's not a very big box. Sorry, lads. Oh, okay. Right, they're... okay, what, as an assistant? Yep, okay. So they are... I think they're ushering me into the box. I can go in for a sec... yeah, I'm not sure I can do that and also talk at the same time. So, yeah, okay, they are insisting. Okay, so right, Kevin Gallen and Phil Bardsley are ushering me into the box. Ian, just take over a second while I get into the box.
Well, I can't see what's going on.
Okay, can you just tilt yourselves? Wait, 90. Okay,
so I think I can hear them locking up a big padlock, and the music stopped. Oh, okay. I think they've finished. They seem to have finished. If I can ooch my way round, I might be able to get a better view. Right, listeners, all I can see down there is a box, a locked box that's wrapped in chains. I'm guessing Anthony is in that box. He's not. I can't see him anywhere else down in the studio floor. There's no sign of David Bardsley, which is a bit odd. Are they in the box? Have they left? I don't know. Sandra, our producer, Sandra, are you there? Nothing from Sandra. Don't quite know. Anthony, can you hear me? Right, Anthony is definitely in the box then. I can hear him. This is a rum old do, listeners. I'm spread-eagled on the ceiling in my birthday suit, and Anthony is shut in a box way down below me. Sandra, is... No one's answering. No one's answering. Well, this is a first for radio. I'm a bit lost for words. I couldn't hear that, Anthony. What did you say?
Go to the news.
Oh, right. Yeah, here's Anita with the news.
Sports Horn News.
A spokesperson for the rugby club said, "We've made a huge mistake. It's way harder than we thought."
Next week on Sports Horn.
Take it away, Captain Ian.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're right there, mate.
Yeah.
Caught yourself right on the temple there.
Your
you're right.
Pants on, your mum's coming.
Sorry?
If you have to ask how much, you probably cannot afford it in your life.
Sports On. Morning sport from dusk till dawn.
This was a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.